Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Akatot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The government has announced a state of crisis in the southern part of the country because of the massive immigrational wave. Since midnight on Monday, new laws have come into effect, meaning, for example, that illegally crossing the border is now a felony. Refugee requesters can now only enter the country in controlled circumstances, but requests of those arriving to the border from Serbia will most likely be refused, seeing as the Hungarian government has classified Serbia as a safe country.
Migrants who were the last to be able to cross the border before midnight were taken to the train station in Ruska. The last train left the train station in Ruska Tuesday morning. Early in the morning, a group of 16 migrants cut through the technical border closure and the 3-meter-high fence on the Serbian-Hungarian border. By the afternoon, the illegal border crossers who broke the new laws were being taken to court in handcuffs. 45 people who crossed over the border closure or damaged it were caught, and legal proceedings against them have commenced. The administration point has opened in the meantime in Ruska. This is the area where migrants can hand in their asylum requests and wait for the conclusion. The administration point can only be accessed from the other side of the fence, and hundreds of migrants crowded around the entrance during the day because collecting data and starting the procedure can take hours for each person. A police helicopter watches over the area in the air to make sure no one wants to climb over the fence. The government spokesperson announced in Sega Tuesday morning that a state of crisis had been announced in two counties because of the migrational waves.
So the government's decision means that Bačkiškun and Csongrád counties are going to be considered participating in that special condition, and that is police, army, and all those personnel belonging to different institutions have special rights to try to protect the Hungarian border.
Zoltán Kovács said that the crisis situation will remain in effect until it is necessary. The government spokesperson also added that Hungary is trying to keep to the Schengen regulations as strictly and as consistently as possible. He said that if every country would follow the rules, then the current situation never would have come about.
Practically nothing changed in Serbia during the hours after the Hungarian border was closed. Buses continued to bring immigrants from the south and drop them off near the Hungarian border just as before. But it's no longer possible to simply walk across the green border as in the past weeks. The crowd is continuously growing at the border. The question is what they'll do next.
Migrants chanted Germany loudly. Since midnight, Hungary has closed the green border. The Horgos official border crossing and the border with Serbia was closed as well. People were unable to step on Hungarian territory by the usual routes. After a while, some migrants decided to camp at the entrance of the border crossing.
I have to deal with it. I don't know why. I don't know how to deal with it. So we have to wait till the politicians and the governments prepare something for us, you know, which for sure is not with our side, yeah. So all we have to do is wait now.
More than 1,000 migrants were waiting in the morning for the border to open and to be able to enter Hungary. Aid organizations had to take care of so many migrants that in a few hours they ran out of food and clothing. When we got here in the morning, there were so many people. More than 1,000 migrants spent the night here. The moment we set up the stand, the majority of them came here immediately because they did not eat at all, said the director of the aid organization. In the afternoon, thousands of migrants were at the other side of the border at Ruska. Some of them even climbed up over the fence. Men gathered in front of the barriers and demanded to open the borders. Most of them still cannot believe that it won't happen.
The government has decided about extending the fence standing on the Hungarian-Serbian border for a reasonable distance until the Hungarian-Serbian-Romanian three-way border, announced the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Péter Szijjártó said it is a necessary measure because of the location of the existing Hungarian-Serbian border fence that may cause human smugglers to change their routes, meaning that a part of the migrational pressure may shift in the direction of Romania. The Romanian Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced that they find it a political mistake to build a fence between two countries who are strategic partners within the European Union. Opposition parties blame the government for the migrant crisis. Socialists say that the government can only criticize itself because 8 months have passed and a solution is yet to be seen. The radical right-wing Jobbik again called on the government to guarantee Hungary will not receive migrants who were sent back. Hungary and the United Arab Emirates have signed a cooperation agreement. Foreign Affairs and Trade Minister of Hungary, Péter Szijjártó, said after the official signing, the trade connections between the two countries have to be set on a new, wider basis.
Tons of fuel are produced in this factory in Tiszaújváros. The owner of the plant is a company of the United Arab Emirates. They started the production of food packaging material in the Tisza riverside city in 2009. It most probably isn't the last Arabic-owned company in Hungary. Exim Bank has created a 300 million euro credit line so that companies from Hungary and the United Arab Emirates can work together. We agreed that the Hungarian National Trade House will organize a Hungarian week in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, presenting agricultural, food industry, water management and IT possibilities, said the minister. The Minister of Economy for the United Arab Emirates said tourism and innovation could be particularly important for economic cooperation between the two countries.
Meanwhile, we also call on the expertise of the Hungarian side on innovation, for example. The UAE has announced an innovation strategy for the year 2015 that is extended to the year 2021. With seven sectors that has been identified, including, of course, education, healthcare, aerospace, renewable energy, water resources, which is very important for us, IT, and some other fields also, that we, as much as possible, try to join with many other countries in the world, including, of course, Hungary.
A joint economic committee will soon be created under the cooperation agreement that will hold its first session at the beginning of next year in Abu Dhabi.
Hungarians will play the main role at one of Europe's largest book fairs in Gothenburg, Sweden. The four-day event has invited Hungary to be its guest of honor, meaning that contemporary Hungarian literature, music, tourism and gastronomy will all receive special attention.
Starting the end of September, not only the Swedish but also the international audience can get to know the book called The Final Pub by the Hungarian author Imre Kertész, for example, as well as many other well-known works of contemporary Hungarian writers. The Gothenburg International Book Fair will open in 10 days, with Hungary as its guest of honor. Apart from the country's contemporary literature, Hungary will present its music, history, tourism and gastronomy. The book fair gives the opportunity to organize more than one program, to organize cultural activities, to get bands to perform. Our role as guest of honor role allows us to organize special events at the book fair as well as in the entire city of Gothenburg, said the director of the Balassi Institute. The Gothenburg Book Fair is an annual event. It is now the biggest literary festival in Scandinavia and the second biggest book fair in Europe. That's why we have to support Hungarian writers debuting here, and we should try to place emphasis on Hungarian culture as well, said the State Secretary of Cultural Diplomacy. The International Book Fair in Gothenburg will be held between September 24th and 27th. The Hungarian stands, design and several programs including film screenings and concerts will promote Budapest as well.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:40 p.m. as always. Thanks for watching and good night.